All right, good morning. It is October 21st at 8:35. Joining me is Commissioner Van Beek. I will close the Board of Canyon County Commissioners meeting and open the Board of the Canyon County Ambulance District. We have an agendized 8:30 meeting with the Ambulance District. Norm Brown and Legal is here as well. So, good morning, Norm. Good morning, Chief. Good morning, Legal. Who wants to take this thing away and run with it?
Yes, I think Norm should front that, take the lead.
Would you like me to say here?
What are we doing? It looks like, oh, here. My apologies. Let me go through the order here we're supposed to.
I'm going to call you.
You should, though. Okay, so we Commissioner Van Beek is here. Join me. Commissioner Holton is out today. We've noticed everything properly, correct? Okay.
Chairman, I move that we accept the agenda as presented to the board this morning.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have no need to amend that I'm aware of. Okay, so new business to consider an amendment to the purchase and sale agreement for properties located on East Elm Street, Caldwell, Idaho.
So, Mr. Chair, yes, this is considered the amendment, and so I think we'll have Norm Brown just explain a little bit about what we're doing here today for the amendment.
Okay, for this amendment, we had to extend, first we extended closing till drop dead date was this Friday, and that meant we had to close on Friday. I didn't want it to be so inflexible, so I put it no later than, so that's why there's amendment number two, no later than Friday, because
okay.
Day business day extension that sign any day this week. So that's what you got, why you got amendment number two. And yesterday the seller signed, and then also to make this deal fly, I was approved to spend $400,000, and we had made a deal with them at $375,000. The sellers had no cash. The there were two note holders on the lots. One note holder would allow take the net proceeds after the $375,000 purchase. The second note holder would not. The purchase and sale agreement was contingent upon the note holder releasing the note, or the sale would fall. We felt like it was a top priority to get this property. It is clearly worth $400,000, I believe. You know, no doubt in my mind. So we put it on the closing statement, net, long-term, just the payoff. So we are making up the difference that the seller is short $12,424.58. Not added to the price, because then that would change it all. So we just put a line item there that will pay the balance, the county will, and we will close on it. And we still are under $400,000. Is this recorded?
Yes.
So the ambulance district will make that difference, yes, not the county.
The ambulance district,
correct.
And correct me. I'm saying things correctly.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of a summary. Does that all make sense?
Yes. And
it's been a real challenge. I mean, we really had to jump through a ton of hoops and come up with ideas galore. And I think this will work out good.
Yeah. And Chairman, the supplemental levy, which is what will be assisting with the payment of an acquisition of this property, was really needed. And so this is a real find for the ambulance district to be able to construct a station at this location. It's close to West Valley. I don't know if the chief wants to put anything else on there.
No, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, this is something that we will be spending levy dollars on. It's a huge it's a huge find to be able to find a bare lot so close to our current station, which fits with our response time, so close to West Valley. So this was just a great find that we did not see until we went looking. So I'd hate to pass up on this opportunity.
Right. And it was time sensitive, Chairman. I want to commend our agent, Norm Brown. Always does a great job with negotiation and representing the county well. Legal has been involved in the process and the authority for the purchase of this. We've stayed within those parameters. So I'm in support of the additional amount required as listed on the buyer's closing statement to finish this deal and execute the payment, so.
I am as well.
Okay, Chairman, and then as indicated, we have addendum number two. There will be an accompanying resolution with this. So I move that we approve the buyer's closing statement as presented for the additional cash payment. We approve RE11 addendum extending the closing date, allowing us to close today, and that we sign the resolution for those transactions as presented.
I have a question before. So the addendum has multiple lines to sign, but then the other two documents only have one signature. So should we amend that to allow Commissioner Van Beek to sign those two pages, and then her and I will sign the actual addendum? Okay, so would you amend your
Chairman,
motion
I'll amend my motion to have me sign. That's what we've done throughout this process, and then for you and I to sign on the other document, the approved and accepted.
Okay, I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So, do we have any idea when we're going to sign for this thing?
Today?
Great. Oh, okay. Great. Yeah.
9 o'clock today, it should be ours.
They'll awesome.
Recorded this afternoon.
Yeah. Okay.
The lien holder has released the liens, transfer the funds, they issue the warranty deeds.
Great.
Nice. Well, thank you all for the process.
Do we have anything else for today?
We do not.
Well, thank you all very much. And with that, we will be adjourned. Thank you. Okay.